This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has reiterated the government's firm commitment to identify and deport every illegal immigrant from the country. He was addressing a public rally after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for various developmental projects worth 340 crore rupees in the Gandhinagar Lok Sabha constituency yesterday. Mr. Shah emphasized that the government is committed to securing the borders and eradicating illegal immigration in the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday held a meeting to review preparedness for the Commonwealth Games and proposed Olympics to be hosted in Ahmedabad. Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, Deputy Chief Minister Harsha Sanghvi and senior officials were present at the meeting. In a social media post, Shah said that Narendra Modi government is expanding world-class sports infrastructure and state-of-the-art training facilities in India. Keeping in mind the proposed world-class sporting events in Ahmedabad, sports facilities are being developed in accordance with global standards, he said. Ahmedabad would be hosting the 2030 Commonwealth Games and has officially submitted a bid for the 2036 Olympics. The longest-serving chief minister in Karnataka, Siddaramaiah, submitted his resignation in the governor's office in Bengaluru yesterday after a breakfast meeting with his cabinet colleagues. Addressing the media persons later without naming D.K. Sivakumar, he asked the governor to invite the CM-designate for taking up the mantle of chief ministership in the state. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan yesterday chaired a high-level review meeting at the CBSE headquarters in New Delhi to review issues related to the evaluation and post-result processes of the CBSE Class 12 examinations. During the meeting, the minister directed officials to take all necessary measures to ensure that issues faced by students are resolved in a timely, transparent and student-friendly manner. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has released a revised examinations date and admit cards for the Common University Entrance Test Undergraduate CUET UG 2026 examinations for admissions to programs across central and participating universities. The examinations will now be conducted on the 31st of this month and 6th and 7th of the next month. The examination, which was scheduled for yesterday, was rescheduled due to Eid al-Zaha. NTA said that admit cards for candidates appearing for the test on Sunday can be downloaded from the official website of NTA, cuet.nta.nic.in. The CBI has arrested Giribala Singh in the Twisha Sharma death case. Giribala is Twisha's mother-in-law and a retired district sessions judge. The arrest was made yesterday in Bhopal, the capital of Madhya Pradesh. A CBI team reached Giribala's home at around 10:30 last morning. They questioned and searched the premises for nearly 7 hours. She was finally arrested at 5:10 in the evening. She has been taken to a hospital for medical checkup. After that, she'll be produced before a CBI court. A day earlier, the Madhya Pradesh High Court had cancelled her anticipatory bail. The court, in its 17-page order, said that given the seriousness of the case, the evidence, and the stage of investigation, granting her relief was not appropriate. Twisha Sharma died under suspicious circumstances on the night of May 12 in the Katara Hills area of Bhopal. Her in-laws claim it was suicide, but her family has accused her husband and in-laws of murder. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heatwave conditions are expected to abate over many parts of northwest India beginning yesterday. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Dr. Akhil Srivastav said that people will experience significant relief from prevailing heatwave conditions across Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh during the next 3 days. He said that the change in weather conditions is due to western disturbance and the possibility of moderate to severe thunderstorm activity accompanied by squally winds is likely. Two Indian wrestlers advanced to the semi-finals of the Asian Under-17 Wrestling Championships in Da Nang, Vietnam yesterday. In the men's 45kg Greco-Roman category, Sachin Kalappa Shirole defeated Sami Ahmed Al-Obaid of Jordan 11-4, while in the 110kg category, Rudra Kiran Nimhan beat Korea's Siuk Musim 8-0 in quarter-final matches. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Indian wrestlers for their outstanding performance at the 2026 Under-23 Asian Championship held in Da Nang, Vietnam. And with that, we end this news bulletin.